Stan, what's the link between biomass, bioenergy, and the bioeconomy?
That's a good question. I have this phrase that I'm using these days that the only thing growing faster than the bioeconomy are conferences and meetings about the bioeconomy. And I think it's because people are trying to understand how these things relate. In the case of Alberta, we know that we can produce biomass very effectively. It's the reason why we have agriculture and forest industries in the province. But now I think when we start considering bioenergy and the bioeconomy, it's about using those resources in different ways. Maybe the crops, the livestock co-products, the forest fiber, making different kinds of products than the ones that we've provided to the world over the last 50 years.
Now that's looking at a whole range of uses for biomass. You're here today giving a presentation at the conference on bioenergy. Where do you see Alberta and Alberta Innovates fitting into this whole bioenergy field?
We certainly look at it as a portfolio approach. Energy seems to be the first thing that's possible for the private sector to move on. Here in Alberta, of course, the traditional energy companies are trying to think about how they can use sources that are different from the non-renewables that they have. But we think that when it comes to producing biomass in the province, certainly we can produce bioenergy. There are new technologies that are coming on board. There are ways that we can produce this bioenergy economically, but also with a very interesting environmental footprint. But I think we're also look beyond that. It's not just about bioenergy, it's about those biomaterials, those biochemicals that we can also produce for the world.
Do we have enough feedstock?
It's an excellent question. I would divide that into two areas. In the agricultural end of the world, we haven't even really pursued this very far. We're good at exporting oil seeds and cereals and for producing the fodder that our cattle need, but we don't even know how to arrange those kind of supplies. In the case of the forest industry, that's the kind of business that we've been in for a long period of time, but we have some policies in the province of Alberta. We have forest management agreements. There are certain companies that actually own access to fiber supplies in various parts of the province, and it's clear that if the bioeconomy is going to move forward, it's going to be about partnerships. It's going to be about technology companies. It's going to be about the companies that control biomass supplies or the farmers that produce biomass and for all of those groups to come together to produce the products that the world is looking for.
Now, in your presentation this morning, you made one comment that I really found interesting, and that is you said that in Canada, we can't necessarily be the lowest cost producer, so we have to start looking for value added. What did you mean by that, and then what's the significance of that to the new industry?
Well, when I look around the world, we know that oil seed prices are driven off of the kinds of cost structures in Brazil and Argentina and other places. And if I use the example of something like canola, it was an oil seed that we were supplying into a base market. Now we have all kinds of new interesting cultivars for making sure that consumers have access to oils that reduce trans fats and those kind of things. I think we're thinking along the same lines when it comes to our biomass, our fiber supply. There are lots of places in the world that can produce pulp far more cheaply, more efficiently than we can here in the province of Alberta. So what can we do with those fibers to add value, to use new technologies, to make them attractive to consumers and to the world market?
Can you give me some examples of some of the science and research that's going into this?
Sure. From an Alberta Innovates Biosolutions standpoint, we start right from the very beginning. We've made some major investments in genomics in the crop industry, especially thinking about how we can change oil seeds so that there would be different oil compositions. We've invested in cereals like triticale, thinking about new sorts of starches and sugars that might be available. It really comes down to the molecules that these processing companies want to use, and we think that changing the nature of especially crops can be very valuable. We've done the same thing when it comes to fiber supplies, thinking about new technologies like nanocrystalline cellulose, where you can take these materials and they can change the characteristics of products. You can put them into everything from television screens to improve drilling muds for our oil industry. So they really are unique kinds of products. They're driven by technology, and the research is being done here in Alberta, supported by Alberta Innovates Biosolutions.
How soon are we going to see these things coming to market? Is this something that's happening now, or are we thinking more 10, 20, 30 years down the road?
I think that there will be incremental increase. We see now that Alberta Forest companies are producing electricity, they're producing methanol from wood that we would never have anticipated 20 or 30 years ago. We see other kinds of companies now that are creating strengthened concrete products, different kinds of fiber boards that we never were able to do just with sort of the standard wood processing technologies that we did. So I think that there is current value in the kinds of products that companies are making, but all of the predictions are that demand will continue to grow for products that have a low environmental footprint, that are renewable, and we think that Alberta is well positioned to answer that call.
Thank you very much, Stan.
Thanks, Cheryl. It's a great pleasure.